Om Shanti, good evening. So welcome to Double Foreigners group number 7. Who doesn't like dancing? Everybody loves to dance. So today's topic is dancing with the drama under the bigger theme, which is called living with limitless love. So we have Sister Pratibha with us, who's from Africa, and she came in Gyan in 1974. That's almost 50 years. It is Golden Jubilee. She took Gyan in Zambia, and currently she's serving Africa, parts of lots of full Africa prayer, and particularly Nairobi. They were the first family who came in Gyan, and she was the first teacher to surrender. She's assistant regional coordinator of Africa, and she's a permanent representative of United Nations Environment Program. She has traveled widely, lecturing and presenting seminars on personal development, stress management, and positive thinking. She was instrumental in setting up and running Global Spiritual Lighthouse and Inner Space Planetarium. She can tell me a lot about it. I'd love to know more about this. She was instrumental in opening a center in Ivory Coast as well, which means she has gone through a lot of obstacles as well. Africa is not an easy place to serve. She has taken sustenance from all the seniors, from Boli Dadi all the way to Dadi Prakash Mani. So you can imagine the experience and the rich sustenance we will receive today. And she's grown with the yagya. She's trained under daughter of Dadi Prakash Mani.
Daughter of Brahma Baba.
Brahma Baba. Sorry, my bad. That's daughter of Dadi, not Dadi, Brahma Baba, Dadi Nirmal Shanta. So she came across very friendly to me, with me, and I know her for such a long period of time when she was very young. So she is still very young as a spirit. So without further ado, over to you, Sister. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know a lot of you choose to sit where they want to, but Dadi Janki always used to remind us, please take the front seats. So I request all of you to please come in the front, as long as you have your translations, otherwise it's okay. Thank you. Lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Ritik, come in the middle, not in the side. Joshua, you come in the middle too. Good, very good. That's lovely. Thank you. Remember Dadi Janki? She used to set everything perfect and start the class. She would never just start a class for the sake. And the seniors have left us with such beautiful treasures, but also training, I should say. I don't know where Brother Rajesh got this idea, and Trish, that I love the subject of drama. And I do. I do. Drama and karma are my most favorite subjects. Shiv Baba, of course, is there, topmost. But after that, drama and karma. And so we chose dancing with drama. But let's just first define and then understand what dancing with drama means. And so I just was studying a little bit, because I am a Bharatanatyam dancer, Indian classical dancer. And I was told, because I was not born and brought up in India, but my Lokic father was very concerned. And so when we started having ballet lessons in school, he was like, oh my God, my daughter is going to become very westernized, you know. So he went around and looked for a Bharatanatyam dancer, teacher. And he put us into that training. And that's when I came to know every culture, every country has their classical dancing. But we all know Bharat is a very ancient land, and so Bharatanatyam is a very ancient way of dancing. It's very, very spiritual and religious. And it does not only help the body, but it helps the mind too, to be healthy. But of course then, the more we became body conscious after the Copper Age, the dancing also was derived into that direction. And it all became very body conscious. And today, you see what dancing is, isn't it? It's been completely become very impure. But otherwise, it was the word dance comes from the German language Dansen. D-A-N-S-O-N. Dansen. Which simply means stretching. That's it. It's just stretching. Yeah. And the word drama is a Greek word. Again, stretching. Isn't that interesting? So, we are talking about dancing with drama. Stretches. Or maybe physical stretches or emotional stretches. That depends. And we've seen so many different dramas, isn't it? It's melodrama, and it's comedy drama, and it's emotional drama, all these things. But underline whether it's comedy, or whether it's emotional, or whether it's, whatever. Underline, what does drama simply means? Entertainment. You're not supposed to cry when you watch a drama which is so, emotional. But of course, in Iron Age, we do cry. But everything is entertainment. Crying, laughing, meetings, separated, whatever it is, everything is entertainment. So underline, drama simply means entertainment. Whether it's a movie, whether it's a storytelling, whether it's a book, whatever. And so, when we came to Baba, we were first given the introduction, you're not this body of chemicals and particles, but you're a soul. What quality of soul? You're a peaceful soul. You're a pure soul. A point of light. This is the true introduction of the self. When we came to Baba, we were given the understanding, you do not belong to this world. You are just actors. We come on this earth, we play our part, and we return back home. Nothing what is on this planet earth is yours. Underline again. And so, this body is not mine. Bodily relations are not mine. Possessions are not mine. I came into this world, I'm going to use everything and return back home without all these things. Then when we came, we were given the understanding God. I belong to God and God belongs to me. And it will simplify so much. It's not God. It's not Bhagwan, Allah, Khuda, Paramatma, whatever. It's my Father. Completely lowest denomination of relationship. In other words, essenceful. Not low, but essenceful. I'm a soul, and my Father is God the Supreme, Supreme Soul. Isn't that beautiful? But, oh, you don't get translation, is it okay? That sister at the back? So, Baba says, are you getting your translation, brothers? No? Oh, you don't have. What language is it? Oh. Yes. Meera, let me know when you're ready. All right, okay, thank you. So, God is one, and I am God's child. But Baba catered for us so beautifully. He says, whatever relationship you miss in your life, even if you don't miss, forge all the relationships with me. He's of a father, he's of a mother, he's of a teacher, guide, bridegroom, whatever relationship. Sajjan. You know, bridegroom doesn't sound so interesting, but Sajjan, you know, sounds so beautiful because he decorates us. But out of all that, today we're going to focus on the relationship of mother. Why? Because God the Supreme incorporeal is my mother who nurtures me every day. Nurtures me with, you know, knowledge, with yoga, nurtures the soul, that is Shiv Baba, the mother. Brahma Baba, again, is called Bari Ma, the great mother. So, Shiv Baba is the world mother, but Brahma Baba is the mother of the Brahmins. Again, sustaining. Then we have Mamma, the mother of the institution. Have you all seen Mamma's photo up there? Can you see the ancestral photo there? That's Mamma, the topmost. And so she used to take care of the sisters in the yagya. What they could not go and, you know, speak to Brahma Baba, they would speak to Mamma. None of us have met Mamma or Baba, but those who have been sustained through them, we've met all of them, Dadis, isn't it? But I remember Dadi Janki's words. She always used to tell us that whatever sustenance you have taken, the future generation will not get that sustenance. So it is your duty to give that sustenance to them. How many of you are here in this room who's not met Dadi? Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki, please raise your hand. Who hasn't met? Yeah, all of you, see? So many. The new generation. Dadi Janki always used to say that to us. You've taken a lot of sustenance, not only for you, but for the others who will be born after this. And so I remember her words very much. But that is Mamma who took care of the members of the yagya in the early days. Mama left her body very early, but she was a mother. And she did not only take care of sisters, but also brothers in a different way. But after that, the Lokic mother, we have our Lokic mother, isn't it? And so they have also trained us very beautifully, sustaining us. We grow. Some of you have your mother, some of you don't have your mother, you know. But that is the Lokic mother who gave birth to us. And it's not easy. Yeah? They've really sacrificed for us day and night. But all these mothers are coming under drama. Ma is again a mother. So drama is the greatest mother. Did you see that? It's in Hindi. Drama is also a mother. But as we underlined a couple of things now, I would like you to understand a mother has a beautiful balance of love and law. Mother will never ever just nurture you or bring you up just with love. She's got such a lovely heart that she'll love you, she'll care for you, but she is very firm also. She will not take anything which does not suit us. There she will show her law. And I remember when I was growing up, my mother had one thing in her life, because she lost her mother very early. So she thought, if I leave my girls behind, they shouldn't struggle the way I struggled. And so the biggest skill she put us in was cooking. She built so much of love for cooking and kitchen that a lot of people think it's a very simple thing, you know, ordinary thing. Sitting behind a computer and working in an office is a very respectful thing. But cooking in a kitchen is an ordinary task, which is not true. And she instilled that so much love that today, after Baba's Murali and service and classes, my passion is cooking. I love cooking and feeding people, whether it's Brahma Bhojan, whether it's Tholi, whatever you call that. And so, that is a mother who is very firm but very loving. So drama is exactly the same mother. Don't expect drama or the scenes in drama to be always very loving or very caring or very soft. No. Drama is so powerful. I remember, you know, we've been brought up in an environment as children, very delicate environment, you know. Soft beds and bathrooms and hot water and nannies and, you know, hot chocolate and all these things. But I was born in Africa. Don't mistake Africa that everything is so harsh there. But the local children, which are born in the villages, in the woods, in the jungles, oh, their condition is very hard. The weather, the water, the sand, you know, everything is so hard. But the mother will just put the child in the sand. I think that child's immune system is the strongest. They're not delicate, you know. They can face any situation. Harsh sun, cold, rain, dirt, everything. They don't get sick. But those who are brought up, you know, in very sensitive environment, oh, they get sick every now and then. You know, that's delicate. And so, golden age and silver age, you know, it's a comfortable world, extremely balanced. Everything is so perfect, not very cold, not very hot, nothing like challenges, no karmic accounts, no old sanskaras, nothing. We're just pure, perfect beings. After golden and silver age, when we come to copper age, that's when it starts, you know, working. And that's, it starts from the mind. Mine and yours, high and low, good and bad, everything starts. And that's where scientifically or geographically they say the continental shift. Isn't it? So now the continents are also shifting. How did it shift? A mountain came in between, an earthquake, you know, a river, a lake, whatever you call it. But it all starts from one's mind. And when it starts from one's mind, it starts affecting the things around us. Whether it's relationships, whether it's environment, whether it's animal kingdom, everything starts from there. So can you see how much responsibility we have? If the weather pattern has changed, you know, it's not the weather, it's us. If the relationships are becoming sensitive, it's not us. It's not relationships, it's me. So, not a blame game, but responsibility. Whatever is happening out there, whether it's illness, whether it's war, whether it's bushfires, or floods, or earthquakes, or tsunamis, whatever it is, it's me, I. And not blaming, but taking the responsibility. And in that way, I would understand. Om Shanti. So, when I understand my responsibility, I am very focused on drama. Baba's also given us the understanding of drama being the most auspicious, benevolent drama. So the word Shiva simply means benevolent one. Shiv Baba is very, it's in Hindi Baba calls it Kalyankari, means the benevolent. But also the same title goes to drama. Drama, whatever happens in drama, it's for the best. But it's such a deep, deep understanding that sometimes it reveals very quickly. Maybe then only, or sometimes a month, or sometimes whole life. You wouldn't know. But what you need to just underline is drama is benevolent. Whatever happens in drama, some things you can see, but some things you cannot see. And you might wonder, what is so benevolent about what has happened now? Don't go there. That's where I need to have faithful intellect. Faith in Baba, faith in drama, and faith in my own self. And then you will see, you will be constantly happy. And you will start dancing. I know, to dance you need that. You have to be very happy. And the more you're happy, the more you dance, the more you become happy again. And light. So, when we are happy, if somebody praises you, or somebody gives you something, or whatever your dream comes true, you're going to be happy anyway. And you'll be dancing. But when there is something challenging, confronting, very difficult, that's when you understand drama being kalyankari means benevolent, and you keep dancing in happiness. That's my shield. So Baba says you are also on a battlefield, and all your powers are your weapons. Sometimes power to tolerate, sometimes power to, discern, and all the powers that are my weapons. In life, so many things come, and I use my weapon. But when you feel it's enough now, I cannot take this anymore, that's when you put your shield in front of you to be saved. So drama is a shield. When you feel now it's enough, I cannot take it anymore, then just leave it on drama. Do not use drama first. Never. When you're given a task and you will just straight away say, no, it's not possible. Drama. Without even trying anything. First try, work, make efforts. And when you come to a stage where you feel, oh, now I cannot do anything about it, that's when you leave it on drama. And drama will reveal itself. And it will only be benevolent and nothing. It will be very beneficial. Don't even wait for the benefits. Just leave it on drama. Just recently, I was traveling in Africa. You can't travel to all the countries at a time. It's 56 countries. Visas are also a challenge. And sometimes some of the countries don't get a Rakhi because the instrument is a brother, and so they don't get it till maybe 3 years, 4 years, because when we reach there, that's when we tie Rakhi for them. And so recently I was in two countries, in Cameroon and in Gabon. They're both French colonies, former. So Cameroon, I went back after 5 years. And you hear it being called Africa, isn't it? And it's so vast and so big. And so the instrument brother there is so good, all-rounder. And he does everything, but some things he can't. Like tying Rakhi, he wouldn't do that, So he'll wait for us. Anyway, so this time when I arrived in Cameroon, he organized 4 programs for the 50th anniversary of the Brahma Kumari's presence in Africa. And they were so successful, very successful. But when we were planning, he just very politely said, "Sister, when you come," very kind of him, "whatever days I gave, he shared with another country." He didn't say, "I want all the days," And so he says, "When you come this time, can we go to Gabon? It's another French former colony, Libreville." So I said, "Oh, that would be so good." Now, that center was closed down 13 years ago. It was a very active and very lovely center. And the instrument was an Algerian, again African, but he was born in France. So he was used to French system, and he came to serve, and he was doing wonderful job. Please don't take me wrong. It's not always that this happens. It just happens sometimes. Yeah? But it happened. And so he was alone in the center 13 years ago. I had come for Rakhi. That time I used to go every year to Gabon. And I just finished the program and I was supposed to come to Madhuban. So I came to Madhuban. As soon as I came to Madhuban with Sister Vedanti, he sends us a message. That time, it's not WhatsApp and not all this easy communication. He just sends me a message saying, Sister Pratibha, I am not going to stay here even one day now. One day. So I said, what happened? I left you so happy. He says, not even one day. I am packing up everything, leaving what is, you know, Baba's in somebody's office and everywhere, and I'm flying back to France. So previous night, when he was, you know, sleeping at night, around 1:30 in the morning, please don't take me wrong, yeah? It's not always like that. Because the media gives that image of Africa to the world. So, it's a huge villa, big house, the center. And so there was a glass door between the classroom, that was the lounge, and the bedroom. So it was locked. He locks every day at night. But he heard a sound, a very big sound. So he came out of the room at 1:30, this brother, the instrument. And he saw an African man standing there with the knife. He got so scared. And he said, whatever you want, please take it, you know. And that person just took it and he went away. He did not touch this brother. Nothing at all. Anyway, it's a long story. We are also sometimes responsible of some things, but that's fine. And he left. But he got so scared, this instrument, that he decided to go back to France and never come back, you know. So the center was closed. It was a rented house. So after that I went twice to see if I could revive anything. But you see, it's a French colony. So they only speak French and not English. My French is not to that level where I can give classes and all that. So then I decided not to go there. So I didn't go for 10 years. So this brother speaks French from Cameroon. So he says, can we please go? I said, oh, I'm going to grab that opportunity. So did you see the scenario I talked about? Yeah? So it's quite scary, mind you. It's not, you know, you would say, oh, drama is beneficial. You would get scared. But anyway, I took that. I said, yeah, okay. We didn't know where we were going to live. Of course, not hotels because they're quite expensive. So I had a contact soul, just a Brahma Kumari's friend. So I called him. He says, no, my apartment is there. You can stay there. So I was fine. Now the brother, he called another contact soul and he says, yes, you can come and, you know, spend a few days with us. So we were in two different worlds, but it's okay. And we used to meet in the morning, have breakfast, yoga, Murali, and then go out for service. So we arrive. We had an appointment with the Indian consulate, honorary consulate, and his name was Mr. John. So we were wondering, an Indian consulate with Mr. John, who is this now, you know? Anyway, we thought it was an Indian Christian, you know, person. When we arrived there, he was speaking to us that I'm a Sindhi, but my parents named me John. I don't speak Sindhi, I don't speak Hindi, I can't speak English so much, only broken, only French. I said, all right. So he says, I was born in Africa. I said, I was also born in Africa, but English Africa. Oh, so where are your ancestors from in India? I said, Nausari. Oh, where is Nausari? You know? He doesn't know India. Also, he's an Indian. So I said, Nausari, now how do I define it? So I said, next to Surat. And he got so excited, you know. He said, Surat, Surat. He's never been to Surat. but his partner is from Surat, you know. Such a beautiful office, you know. So I said, I would love to meet your partner. All right, my partner is very busy, but let's try. So we waited and we waited and we waited. Normally in the world, if you have to wait a lot, you know, sometimes you become impatient, isn't it? Baba's taught us such beautiful thing. When you wait, you are having tapasya. It's just Baba's remembrance. Tapasya, you are putting more strength into whatever task it is. You know, so we were waiting and having tapasya, chatting, and this brother came out. He says, I'm so sorry, please come in. And we started talking, and we was talking Gujarati. He was so happy because he was the only Gujarati there in that country. So he was feeling very happy. He went from India. Anyway, then he says, I have my mother, my wife, everybody, family's here. This is the building I built. You know, so the brother who was with me was so excited. I said, brother, what do you do in your office? He says, we export diamonds, we export gold, and we export agriculture. You know, one of the most fertile countries in Africa. Many others but this. So all the vegetable you eat in Europe goes from that part of the world. Vegetable, fruits, everything. So it was not an ordinary, person. So the brother who was with me was so excited. So this gentleman asked, have you got a center? Are you planning to open a center? I said, we had a center, but we shut down that 13 years ago. Are you planning? So the brother goes, yes, yes, yes. I want an apartment in, a range of $400. I said, who is going to give you $400? No ways. I will not allow you. I'm the main coordinator there. So I said, I will not allow you to open a center with $400. You have to start simple, you know. So this brother was just smiling. He says, no, sister. Now from today, you do not think where I will go in Libreville. You are my guest all the time. I will send you a car and a driver. They'll pick you up. You can stay with us, or I have plenty of apartments. You can use any. I'll set up everything. He's got a supermarket. He says, I'll set up everything. And when you plan to open, we'll sort it out. So you understood, you know. And he's got a huge auditorium in his building with 500 facility. He says, you can use this for the programs. We're never going to get 500 people in our program, but just so. Did you see the whole scenario? It shut down 13 years ago, the center. When you have to close a center, you feel quite sad. You don't know what's going to happen to the students. They're still very new and all that. When I arrive, I invited the students, please come, I am staying here, please come. They all came. But after 13 years, they are meeting an instrument. You know, you won't expect much from them, isn't it? Maybe they've forgotten the yoga, they've forgotten how to do that. I was chatting with them, local Africans, and then I was about to give them toli, and I forgot to give drishti. Because I thought, you know, they're just contextuals. They were just not taking the toli, and they were wanting drishti. And I was like, wow, look at these souls. The seed which has gone in them is still alive, as fresh as anybody. If us, you know, being in Madhuban or being in a full-fledged center where you have teachers, you have sustenance, you have everyday murli, everyday drishti, I think sometimes we also forget, you know. You get slack, you sulk, you get tired, you know. But here this person have not had any Brahmin company, about three or four of them, but they still remember the Brahmin quality life. You know? And my heart goes to souls like that. They've never had any sustenance, but look how strong they are in this world. That is drama being benevolent. So never expect drama, Baba, the seniors, your instrument teachers, to only be loveful all the time. You know? And with a little bit law has been shown, you sulk, you wilt. Don't ever do that. You must understand that whatever my mothers, all mothers, are doing to me is for my benefit. Even if your teacher tells you off, I know now everybody is very delicate, but the dadis and our teachers really, really took care of us, you know. Now you think you can tell any of, you know, the souls anything? No ways. Next day they'll stop coming to the center. You know? And we were told off in front of everybody. You know? Told off. Whether you're writing notes. When you're writing notes, that will tell you, attention please. Huh? Why your head is down? Why are you writing? What are you writing? You know? When you don't take notes, that is, where is your book? Why are you not writing notes? That is not only daddy, any instrument. Even Brahma Baba was like that. You know? Brahma Baba was also very firm with the dadis, some of them. But it's okay. You must understand that, you know, it's always not loveful. Sometimes love, sometimes law, you know, sometimes guidance, sometimes acceptance is very important. And life does that also to us, isn't it? It's not always victory. Sometimes victory and sometimes defeat. But there is victory in that defeat also. Don't ever think defeat means defeat. It's checking us. What is my stage? So when I have victory, I become very happy. But if you become very happy, then ego can take over you. You have to be very careful. And if you have defeat, don't get so disheartened that you know, you lose hope in yourself. That's why Baba has always told us, faithful intellect, nishchay buddhi. Nishchay buddhi vijayanti. Simply means, when I have a faithful intellect, at the end it's only victory and nothing else. Only victory. Even in the defeat, there is victory. And so, drama takes care of us very beautifully. I know, when I started giving course in the early days, that was 46 years ago, when I explained the student about, whether it's a group or whether it's individual, when you tell them, you're a soul, people love it. Oh, they're so happy, you know. And God is one, and He's our Baba, our Father. Oh, they love it. When we come to the lesson of drama, drama repeating identically, people don't like it. People actually don't like it. Because all the negative scenes or, I wouldn't say negative, nothing is negative, but which is not in your favor, you know, people, it all comes in front of you. And there is a family who took course from me in Nairobi. They live in Mount Abu now, just near the barrier. The whole family is there, but that brother left body. So when I gave the course, the brother loved it when it came to soul and supreme soul and meditation. But when drama came, he was so unhappy. So he told the wife, I'm not going there, you know. So he kept on coming. I want to speak to you. That time it was Nairobi. I said, what? So every day he had an issue with drama. Every single day. So he was expecting from me that I should say, okay, fine, yeah. All right, it will change. The scene in drama will change. Next kalpa, it won't be like that. You think I can say that? Am I a teacher who can just, you know, swing from one place to the other? No. So I said, look, it is already fixed, so it will happen. But at least it doesn't happen again. At least take care of that. And no. I want to change that seed. So one day I said, if you very strictly, huh? Every day I used to take care of him very politely, every day. So one day I said, whether you want to accept or not, it's that. Join or leave. Would you ever want to say that to someone? But I did. The next thing, you know what I saw? Next day he was in the morning class. From that day, till he left the body about 2 years ago, he's never missed class. Never missed class. What was interesting, he always had failure in business, wherever he went. He changed businesses, he changed countries, everything was a failure all the time. That's what he felt. That's why he was very disheartened. The moment he transformed his attitude towards drama and accepted, everything started becoming very successful for him. So past scene of, not defeat but loss, you know, it's happened, you can't do anything about it. But at least it doesn't happen again. Can I take care of that? Is important. That is dancing with drama. See? Do not get disheartened. But just accept. Sorry, I have to leave 5 minutes early because I have another class in the training center now. Sorry, Trish. They just came to inform me when I started. Thank you.
So thank you very much, sister. That was very grounded, realistic, practical, balanced. I don't know which all words I can use. Very nice class. Thank you so much. That was very, I'm sure it created a lot of revolution in thinking. That was very practical, experience oriented. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. Thank you, and Om Shanti. We'll just have a moment of silence.